Washing hands, social distancing, staying home. We've heard those phrases many times, haven't we, over the past weeks. What I want to do today is to relate them to some of the events of that first Good Friday. The washing of hands, of course, refers to Pilate, although in his case, his washing of his hands had negative rather than positive connotations. It seems clear, doesn't it, that Pilate wanted to do what was right, but when he realized that it might bring him trouble, maybe even cost him his job, he buckled under that pressure. He thought first and foremost about himself. He wanted to save his own skin. Pilate wasn't sufficiently committed to what he knew was right. And he tries to free himself from any responsibility for Jesus' death by washing his hands. But it wouldn't have mattered how long or how hard he had washed those hands. Nothing was going to free him from his guilt. There's a legend that says that Pilate's body rises again and again to the surface of a mountain lake. And every time it does that, he is seen going through the motion of washing his hands, trying constantly to cleanse himself from that guilt. It's rather like Lady Macbeth in Shakespeare's play. Her murder of King Duncan haunts her. She begins to sleepwalk, saying over and over again, "Out, out, damned spot," referring to the imaginary blood stains on her hands. Will not all the perfumes of Arabia sweeten this little hand? No, they never will. But there is something who will, someone who will. Jesus is the great sanitizer for the soul. But Jesus never washes his hands of us, no matter who we are, no matter what we have done. So far from washing his hands of us, he actually opens his hands, ultimately to be nailed to the cross for us. Only he can remove the stain of sin. Any sin, every sin, your sin and my sin. There's that old gospel chorus that says, "What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me pure again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus." Soap and water may be sufficient to remove the coronavirus from our hands, but the only one who can treat the virus of sin is Jesus Christ. So maybe as we wash our hands often during these days, maybe we can use that time to confess anything that needs the Lord's forgiveness. No matter how big or small, no matter how recent or from how long ago. Any washing that needs to happen on the inside. Maybe instead of singing happy birthday a couple of times, we can sing the words of another song. Happy day when Jesus washed my sins away. Happy day when Jesus washed my sins away. He taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day. Happy day when Jesus washed my sins away. What of social distancing? Jesus experienced a lot of social distancing as the hour of his death drew near, didn't he? In the end, even his closest disciples desert him. Peter does follow Jesus up to the courtyard of the high priest, but he keeps his distance. And when Peter is questioned about his association with Jesus, he denies that he even knows him. Do we maybe have some social distancing when it comes to our relationship with Jesus? Do we keep our distance while at the same time not wanting to lose contact completely? Is it a case of wanting to get closer to him, but also not too close? We may prefer to stay on the fringes, to keep our social distancing from him, as it were. Maybe we're not so sure about greater commitment and the possible sacrifice and cost that may be involved. Because there is a cost to following Jesus closely, Jesus himself warns a number of times in the Gospels about it. Whoever wants to come after me, says Jesus, let them deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. Following Jesus means taking the difficult way sometimes, choosing the narrow road instead of the wide one. There may well be cost involved. But what we sometimes forget is that there is also a cost in non-discipleship, in not sticking close to Jesus, not being a devoted disciple means that we miss out on a great deal. We miss out on the peace of God within our hearts. It means that we live in fear rather than in faith. It means that sometimes we lack the strength to do that which is right. And most of all, it may mean that we forfeit our eternal life with Jesus. Remember the warning to the church in Laodicea in the book of Revelation. The Lord says to them, "You are lukewarm. I would prefer that you were hot or cold, but because you are lukewarm, I will spew you out of my mouth." But then straight away comes the invitation from Jesus. "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to you and will eat with you and you with me." No social distancing there. Jesus wants to be up close and personal. All in all, I think Jesus wouldn't do very well in our present climate. No washing hands, at least, of us. No social distancing from us. And finally, no staying at home. It would have been much easier for Jesus to stay at home with his Father in heaven, much safer. But he preferred to venture out. And in the end, he paid for it with his life. Like many on the front line at the moment, he held nothing back in his rescue mission to a dying world. In the words of Charles Wesley, he left his Father's throne above, so free, so infinite his grace, emptied himself of all but love, and bled for Adam's helpless race. Or in the words of Paul to the Philippians, Christ, being in the very nature God, did not consider equality something with God, something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Jesus left his home so that we might find our home. He became the child of an earthly mother so that we might become children of our Heavenly Father. He experienced hell's worst that we might have heaven's best. And so in these days of so much hand washing, we rejoice in the one who shed his blood so that we may be made clean. Happy day. Happy day when Jesus washed my sins away. In these days of social distancing, let's not keep our distance from Jesus. Let's abandon ourselves to his embrace, like the embrace of the Father welcoming home the prodigal son. And maybe just where you are, you'd like to put your arms around yourself, giving yourself a hug, as it were, and sense God hugging you in that way, offering you his presence and his love, his forgiveness and his peace. Amen.